got a story. It's an ongoing story. Maybe not as long as Meadow Creek Parkway, but it's working its way into that. And that would be our 50-year water plan.
And we have jokingly said the reason we call it that is because it's going to take 50 years to get to the bottom of this thing.
To get to an answer.
Kind of like...
As you know, the task force that was formed last year was to have had a report ready. By the end of the year. Their meeting was postponed from last week. The one we were expecting the report to be announced, right? So it has been rescheduled for Monday, January the 26th, the county office building, the 5th Street location at 6 p.m. What we have done for today is invite two individuals in here who have a lot of questions about whether we're handling this right and how we should go about it. One is Dee Dee Smith from the organization Citizens for a Sustainable Water Plan. And I was going to say source, Dee Dee. And Tom Olivier, who is with the Piedmont Group of the Sierra Club. Thank you, first of all, both for coming in on this absolutely frigid morning. We do appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate that you have us on today.
Is the reservoir frozen today?
I bet it is.
I wouldn't want to walk on it by any means.
Well, I drove by it yesterday, and there was nothing coming over the wall, I'll tell you that.
All right. Now, before we begin here, Dee Dee, you represent Citizens for a Sustainable Water Plan.
Yes.
What is the intent of your group?
The intent of our group is that this water plan be more inclusive of options to use the resources that we have, that we preserve the resources that we have already paid for and have in this community, such as the South Fork Ravana Reservoir, in order to minimize the environmental damage that we feel the plan will cause.
And when this task force, I guess it's a task force, was formed in, was it July? Is that when, it, or June?
In June. July? It was at the end of June.
June. Yeah. When we went into this thing, maybe I was mistaken, but I thought we were putting together a task force to look at dredging the reservoir, one, for recreational purposes, but two, to see if it could be realistically included into the water plan for 50 years. But Is that how you thought it was going into this?
Oh, absolutely. Initially, when the task force was discussed, it was discussed as outlining the scope for a study of dredging. And it quickly morphed into something completely different. And I think it's interesting to look back, too, at the genesis of this, because it all happened in June. It all happened over a month. Early June, the city passed a resolution unanimously to direct Ravana to study dredging the South Fork for maintenance dredging as well as siltation prevention, et cetera. A week later, the county passed the identical resolution. So we're on board here. The Ravana, a couple weeks later, voted unanimously to put out a request for proposal to study dredging of the South Fork. Within a week, it was gone. And there's no minutes anywhere to say that any of these governmental bodies voted to rescind their resolutions.
Huh.
But it was gone because instead of that, they formed a task force.
Exactly. They basically, well, the interesting thing is there was created this now extra legal body called the Four Chairs, who are the mayor, the chair of the Board of Supervisors, the chair of Ravana, and the chair of Albemarle County Service Authority. They're called the Four Chairs. And they were then given power to basically decide what this task force was going to do. And that's when the charge changed.
Now, one might ask, why did we need a task force if both the city, the county, and Ravana agreed to study the dredging possibilities of the Ravana Reservoir?
That's a great question. They had already decided to go forward with a study to look at the possibility of dredging. And now that power, that basically that decision was, you know, they gave to somebody else, this task force.
And the task force delayed or postponed its meeting that it was supposed to have last week because they didn't have enough information or they needed some more information.
Why don't we have a report yet?
No, actually, that's...
What I want to know is why don't we have a report yet?
Yes.
Why don't we have a report?
Because, well, we don't have a report because the enough of the task force members felt that what ended up in the report, and it's not even clear who wrote the report, but what ended up in it did not represent what we did, what we talked about. There was a lot of information and a lot of recommendations, quite frankly, in that report that we didn't decide on. And in fact, the reason that last meeting was just canceled, postponed, you can call it postponed, but it was canceled, was because the report that we saw was so completely different than anything we had seen before.
Now, how is it different?
It had, again, it had conclusions, it had information, it had, again, recommendations that were new.
Like
that you would not have found in the minutes of the task force meetings.
Can you give us some examples of the new stuff that's wound up in the draft proposal?
Well, one example is there was a major focus on basically if any dredging was done, that it would be done purely for recreational reasons, and that there should be discussions with UVA and various bodies that were described to talk about how to pay for it. And we didn't talk about that in our meetings. But we did talk finally about dredging for water supply in some capacity. And a lot of that got lost.
Now, you say we didn't talk about that in our meetings.
Are you, task force.
You're on the task force.
I'm on. Oh, yes, yes. Right. Maybe you should have mentioned that.
No, I think we did go in.
Okay, I'm the representative.
But, I mean, so you're on the task force, and the report was a surprise to you.
Oh, absolutely. And it was enough. It was to enough other task force members that it was clear that report had to change again, which it did do, but it did at the last minute.
So is it a finalized report yet, or are you guys getting together again to finalize
this? We're going to get together on Monday, January 26, 6 p.m., County Office Building, 5th Street, to once again try.
Is this a work session just for you guys, or is this open to the public?
Oh, it's open to the public.
Oh, dear.
But there won't be public comment.
Okay, I was going to say, because...
Yeah, there hasn't been allowed a lot of public comment, and that's another problem.
It certainly is.
Yes, Tom.
Well, if I could just make a few comments here about sort of from the Sierra Club point of view. We got involved with this last summer when Dee Dee's group, the Citizens for a Sustainable Water Plan, started raising questions about the cost of dredging. I mean, we had actually supported a kind of preliminary version of what the adopted plan was a while back, because when the adopted water plan was developed, which calls for the new dam, there were estimated costs of dredging that simply made dredging as a possibility prohibitive. And after reading a lot of the position statements and so on that Dee Dee's group was developing, that dredging might actually be a lot less expensive and a lot more feasible, we became concerned and felt like we had to sort of enter the discussion. The adopted plan, although it tries to provide water for 50 years hence for the projected number of people, and honestly, nobody knows just how many people will be here in 50 years. It's expensive. Recently, the cost estimates have been rising dramatically, and there are environmental costs to it. For example, this new dam is to be built at Ragged Mountain, which has been recognized by the Albemarle County Planning Department, the Biological Biodiversity Work Group, which did a survey of county biological resources. It's one of the top spots in the county for biological resources, and it will be badly damaged. So there are, as with any infrastructure, there are serious economic and environmental costs that are involved with giving up on the Rivanna Reservoir and building this new dam. And so we, last summer, wrote and asked various decision makers, please consider capacity restoring dredging for the Rivanna Reservoir before one takes on contracts or any other kind of irrevocable commitments to proceed with building the new dam. And that sort of got us in this arena here, which has gone on and on.
We're going to continue our discussion with Dee Dee Smith and Tom Olivier about the 50-year water plan and the Rivanna Dam and dredging and not and et cetera, et cetera. But we have to take a break now.
It's interesting to hear this side of the story. This is the side you haven't heard a whole lot of as we've been ongoing. I know you guys have tried to make this side very. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. It is 9:48, and if either of you could do anything about this cold, I would appreciate that. Maybe close the window or something. It's 8 here in Charlottesville.
We are talking to Dee Dee Smith for the from the Citizens for a Sustainable Water Plan and Tom Olivier from the Piedmont Group of the Sierra Club. And Tom, the Sierra Club sort of jumped in the fray a while ago, but you've made a pretty strong statement that you want to have included in what in the final report of the task force?
That's right, yes. For months, we've taken this position that the recommendation of the task force should be that a study of capacity-restoring dredging of the reservoir be conducted so that those individuals who do water planning can, if they choose, revisit whether or not we want to proceed with the adopted plan. In other words, there may be a better option now with revised estimates of cost and a technical analysis. What we've asked for, my wife, Ren Olivier, is a member of the task force representing the Sierra Club, and on Monday, because it seemed uncertain that there would be any discussion of the restorative possibility in the final report, on Monday, my wife sent an email to members of the task force explicitly asking that a statement of the Sierra Club position in the report be included, saying the Sierra Club recommends that a study of restorative dredging be conducted. Also, we do not recognize the idea that the Rivanna Reservoir in the future should be treated as essentially a cultural asset or a water park or any such thing, and that planning to steward the Rivanna Reservoir should not be based on the assumption it's become a cultural asset. Right. Rather, it should be planning should be based on the assumption that it will be remain a water storage facility fundamentally. And there are different reasons for this. Infrastructure tends to have an impact on the environment, and we say around here in all of our comprehensive plans, until we want to be sustainable, we want to preserve our open spaces. You don't throw away a big piece of infrastructure very readily and go out to one of the most pristine spots in the county and damage that without very serious need to do that. And we think that every effort should be made to continue using the reservoir as a water storage facility.
It's very strange to me that we went from a large body of water that could provide drinking water, water usage for our citizens, with a minor capability of being a recreational facility, to just a flip-flop of, we're now going to produce Water World, and maybe we'll get some drinking water out of it. Am I wrong there? I mean, it just seems insane. It just seems like the whole thing is just flip-flop from one reason to another.
Well, it certainly is insane. And the fact that we would throw away a resource as valuable as the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir as a water storage facility is just so unsustainable. I mean, this community prides itself on its green values, on sustainability. There's policies for sustainability. The idea that we would throw the South Fork away and build a whole new reservoir in a park, basically, is such an unsustainable idea that I think this community should be outraged.
Now, as far as the task force is concerned, what came out in the report was not what you and many members of the task force remember being included in the minutes of the meetings you had.
Largely not. And we have seen, you know, a real variation in this report. And the whole fact that it's taken as long as it has, I think, illustrates the fact that the task force members are not satisfied that their views and all the hard work we did, and we put a lot of time into this, were not represented.
Well, if I can, let me ask this. Obviously, and you said yourself, we don't know in 50 years what the population is going to be. We can assume it's not going to quadruple, probably, because let's all face it, we want to preserve as much of the place we live as possible. But at the same time, we don't know. Wouldn't it be better to overestimate that population than underestimate it? And why not do both? Why not dredge and, you know, do the other so that we make sure we have enough water 50 years from now?
Well, there actually are laws about this. You can plan up to 50 years. We'd only have to plan for 30 years. Okay. And that's a common misperception.
See, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. I knew there was some reason, because it seemed to me, let's do both. That way we have a usable body of water as a backup, kind of, and recreational. And I just want to make sure we overestimate instead of underestimate, because I want water 30, 50 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
there are different sides to that. I mean, one of the things is we say, I mean, we intend to be a sustainable community, but no one has asked whether the target population for the adopted plan is in fact sustainable environmentally. You've got a group, ASAP, which I should say I work with, Advocates for a Sustainable Albemarle Population, which the city and county and various local residents and other groups have funded to do a study of what the ecological impacts are of population size around here so that we can ascertain what the sustainable size of the population is environmentally. In the next 1 to 3 months, some of the early and big pieces of the ASAP study are going to become available. So why hurry? Why not allow some of this information to arrive, because it's almost here, so that we can think in a more informed, prudent way about the water plan?
So, my other question, and that I've been wondering all along, is it seems like this has all just gotten really messed up. From the time we discarded the whole idea of dredging to the part where we better take this into account again, why don't we just start from scratch right now?
Well, there are a lot of citizens who feel that way, that it has just become so expensive, if nothing else. It is just the cost of the current water plan has skyrocketed.
It has.
And who's going to pay for this is another huge issue. Ratepayers, it's basically a tax on water. And not all residents pay for water. So only a subset of our population is going to have to pay for this outrageously expensive plan. And just the fact that the costs have gone up as much as they have demands that we look at our alternatives again. It certainly demands that we relook at dredging the South Fork as part of our water supply plan.
Now, so I guess we're still in the draft phase. Monday the 26th is the next meeting. Will you guys come back and let us know, after we see a final copy of this, what the deal is?
Absolutely.
For lack
absolutely.
Of a better word. You know,
we'd
love
glad
to.
Yep, we'd love to have you back.
Really appreciate that, because you guys have shed a lot of light on this subject so far, and like hear all the sides to a story, and it appears we'd only been hearing one for a little while there. So thank you all so much for coming in this morning. I'm sorry we're out of time, but we do want to have you guys back in.
Thanks
for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
Have a great weekend. Miss Jane, good luck Sunday.
Thank you so much.
I'll be taking
this personally. You know.
I'll be rooting for your Steelers.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. At least that's what I'm saying, so I don't get in trouble. Have a great weekend.